This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright. Today we talk again to Scott Tilley. He is a professor emeritus here at Florida Tech and president and founder of
the Center for Technology and Society and also for Big Data Florida.
You've been doing a series about fake news, and this will be the third segment of your series, I believe.
That's correct. We started a series back in January. The impetus for this four-part series all on fake news was a lot of interest in our membership in basically politics, because we thought, well, with the 2020 election coming, will it be like 2016, but even worse? So we started our series with part one on a topic called propaganda, because after all, fake news is not really real. It's actually propaganda taken to the next level using social media. But everything, of course, changed in February and March because the focus, which was on elections, moved towards the novel coronavirus and COVID-19. And now it's hard to keep up with what's moving faster, news about the coronavirus or fake news about the coronavirus and how it spreads. That's kind of how we've changed our direction. In February, which was our last in-person meeting, we had part two of the series that was on dissemination. That is basically the mechanisms used to disseminate fake news, everything from radio, print, television, social media, and so on, and how they've been used effectively for different sorts of fake news over time. But we decided to do a Zoom meeting now for part three, and that is detection. Basically, how do organizations like Facebook and Google and other big social media companies operate to help root out, if you want, what is real and what is fake news? What is their role? What artificial intelligence and machine learning programs do they use to be able to do this at scale? Because the number of articles sent out for fake news, of course, now is in the thousands every day. What the average person can do if you want to become a educated consumer of the media.
I know there is Snopes and a few of the other sites that will actually tell you the validity of what you're reading, but like you said, there's so much of it out there now.
Yes, so Snopes is a good example. Snopes.com is a site that's been around for a number of years, helping to debunk fake news or, you know, myths. And there's a number of other organizations that have been around helping to validate or invalidate fake news, especially as it relates to science and technology, because for many people, it's very difficult to discern what is real and what is not when it comes to science and technology, because we inherently trust people we assume are experts in the field. And the best example I can think of that, which is another website that's been around for a long time, is The Onion. And I have to think right now, if you are a writer for The Onion, that must be one of the most difficult jobs you can have in the world, because I'm not sure what you can write that is fake, it's known to be fake, but seems real. That's what everything is in the world these days.
So, yes, that would be tough.
Very easy to be led down the wrong path. So that's where artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithms come into play, to help us detect whether or not something is real or something is fake.
So part three will be on Monday, the 27th at...
It'll be at 6 p.m., but of course we're not meeting in person. Like almost everyone else on the planet, we're meeting online using Zoom. And if you want to become part of the whole discussion, really at the moment, the only way I can do it is to have you become a member of the Center for Technology and Society, CTS. So if you go to cts.today/join, just fill out your name and your email address. You'll be added to the mailing list. It's free, no charge. You can unsubscribe at any time. But once you're a member of the mailing list, you'll be sent instructions on Monday afternoon on how to join the Zoom video chat, which will be all about detection.
Scott, thank you so much. We hope everyone will check out the Zoom meeting on Monday, the 27th, 6 p.m. And let's give them the address again where they can join.
Sure, it is cts.today/join.